Hello and welcome to In-Depth PSA Program here on All Lotus Radio Stations. I am Ian Sorensen, your host. My first guest today is Courtney Warner from the Carson City version of Meals on Wheels. How are you, Courtney?
I'm doing great. Thanks for having me.
Oh, thank you very much for coming in. And this is your first time. You've never done a radio interview before? Is that what you're saying?
This is my first time.
Okay. Well, all right. Well, then let's get you going and on the right foot. And you've done some TV, so I'm not too worried about you. You're going to be fine.
I've done a little bit of interviews, yes.
Okay, very cool. So tell me your background specifically, how you got involved with Meals on Wheels, what kind of inspired you, what your position is and everything?
Sure. So I'm the executive director for the Carson City Senior Center, and I have been working with seniors for over 10 years in various different capacities, and Meals on Wheels is what drew me to Carson City for this position, and I've been here for 3.5 years.
3.5 years, and how's it going?
It is fantastic. It is an incredibly rewarding position to support seniors in all the different stages of their retirement. So some are still working, some are still active, and some of them need a lot of support. So we're able to provide a lot of support, and I feel really good about what we do.
Wonderful. So, I say you're with Meals on Wheels, but that's really just a sort of a section of what you do. You're really specifically working with senior citizens.
Correct. Yeah. So Meals on Wheels is a part of Carson City Senior Center. Okay. And the Senior Center is a wonderful facility in Carson. It's a 30,000 square foot building.
Wow.
And we provide support for seniors to come to the facility. So it's non-residential. Seniors will come to use our facility for our computer lab, our activities. We have a very robust exercise program. And then we also have a lunch program. Then the other part that we have that I'm very proud of is all of our supportive services. Meals on Wheels is part of that.
Okay.
And that's where we're providing the support for our homebound seniors who can't get to the senior center.
Oh, I got you. So it's actually, kind of self-explanatory, Meals on Wheels. You deliver food.
We're delivering 300 meals a day just within Carson City.
Wow.
So we are very busy for the size of Carson. We've got a lot of seniors to support, and we are continuing to grow. We do not believe in a wait list. So if you qualify for our program, then you're eligible and we get you going.
Okay, very cool. So what other supportive services do you provide other than Meals on Wheels?
We have a full case management program, and we also are unique that we also have a bilingual case manager.
Oh, wow. Okay.
So we're able to support our Hispanic community as well. And we have a small food pantry for individuals that might need a little bit of extra food. And we provide some durable medical equipment, other products to help you maintain your independence and your dignity. Mm-hmm. We also are very well connected to a lot of the fantastic agencies that provide more in-depth programs and resources. So we do a lot of connections too.
Oh, very cool. So as far as volunteers go, do you have actual seniors working with you to help these, their kind of their fellow generational friends, or is it really any and all who can join and be a volunteer?
We have a fantastic team of volunteers, and most of them are older, but sometimes we do luck out with getting some younger volunteers as well. Most of our volunteers are at the senior center. It's a little tough with Meals on Wheels because when you're talking 300 meals a day, it's pretty tough for volunteers to be able to keep up with doing all of those deliveries.
Right.
So our drivers are doing the deliveries for Meals on Wheels, but we welcome volunteers that want to help out and join in. We will take any skill set, and we will make it work within our program.
And sometimes it's the physical labor. That's really what it comes down to, is just people picking a lot of stuff up and putting it in cars and probably taking it somewhere, right?
That's what our drivers are doing. We've got a fantastic team, and we go out in 4 routes with our vehicles, and they're out there for about 4 to 5 hours on most days, especially in the winter with weather.
Wow. Yeah.
And they're making their deliveries. We're out there 5 days a week, and then for weekends and holidays, we're providing a frozen meal as well.
Oh, very cool. And then so it's Carson, so you're probably hitting some rural areas kind of outside of the city limits, I would think, right?
We're within Carson City County, so if you're in within the county, that's our parameters. So we do go out into rural. We don't exclude just because you might be the lone one on your street and it takes us maybe 15 minutes for one delivery. We're going to get your meal to you.
That's really cool. So how did you get this? I mean, executive director for what, 3.5 years now?
Mm-hmm.
And what were you doing before that?
Before that, I was in Seattle.
Oh, okay.
And I was doing various different roles for senior living, and was was part of two high rises in Seattle for residential living. And I really enjoyed what I was doing, but I felt that I wasn't having that connection with the public that I wanted to make that difference and that impact.
Okay.
Senior living, it's expensive.
Right.
So you have to have a certain income level to qualify. And as that's a fantastic resource for me, I want to help the public, those that really need our service. That's where I think that you can get the best use of my skills. And I love what we do at Carson because we're really helping our seniors that are really in need.
Yeah, definitely. Well, you mentioned earlier you're growing. Is that right? You're expanding a little bit more?
We continue to grow. Our programs continue to grow. Every year we expect maybe about 10%. But again, it's depends on who's moving in and who ages and who needs our services. So sometimes we don't know. Mm. Sure, you could go by the census and say, okay, so many people are moving into Carson and we'd expect this growth. But when you're dealing with aging, it doesn't go by the book.
Right.
And so when
everything fluctuates from day to day.
Totally fluctuates.
Yeah.
And with your health, you just don't know what's going to happen. We can't, you know, forecast. And so what we anticipate is about 10% growth. But who knows? When I started for Meals on Wheels alone, we were about 150 meals a day. And so now almost doubling in 3.5 years, you can see that there's a huge demand there.
Definitely. Is that, I guess, a challenge? I mean, it feels like lack of affordable housing is a huge issue in our area. Feel like it affects every aspect. Has that been something that you've kind of noticed?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. And I feel bad that I don't have a solution for that. I'm a problem solver. That's what I love doing.
Exactly.
And affordable housing in general, and then of course, if you know, it's nice affordable housing. We've got a lot of seniors in Carson that are living in the long stay motels, and it's great that they have a roof over their heads, but it's not necessarily the best environment. But when you're talking with some of our seniors that are coming in and they've got $700 to $900 of income a month, and they've got to figure out rent into that too.
Yeah.
That's
that is daunting.
It is tough. And so you deal with a lot of individuals that need our support for various different reasons. With Meals on Wheels, it's really unique because it's not just about income. We look at your income for statistics, but it doesn't disqualify you if you are having high income. It doesn't matter where you live. And what really qualifies you for Meals on Wheels is our determination that you're homebound. So you have a hardship of getting meals made or going to the grocery store. So it could be that you live up in the canyon and you don't have transportation. Our buses don't go up there. Or if it's hard to get on one of our bus services that go up there, then you could qualify. But you will notice that a lot of our seniors that are using our services are lower income. And they also have a health need on top of that. Making food is hard for people.
Right.
And so that's where we're able to provide that hot meal for those that couldn't stand in their kitchen and do all of that work.
Yeah. So, and then also, I guess on the subject of health, as far as the food that you use to make the meals, do you need donations of that food? Does that come from donations, or how do you kind of account for that?
So we have a full commercial kitchen
at
the senior center that's operating, and we've got a full team. We've got a kitchen manager and our kitchen staff that are preparing the meal and packaging it up. And so donations are great, but honestly, we rarely get a donation that's big enough to do our volume of meals in a day.
Okay.
And so what we would greatly need is just financial donations because
we can use it to buy whatever you need.
Exactly, to support our staff, to support our operations. I mean, it's expensive to keep vehicles on the road.
Yeah.
And these are special vehicles that are climate controlled, so they're hot and cold. So they keep the food temperature correct through our whole delivery. And so there's never any food safety issues. So there's just a lot of expense that goes into it. Each meal is about $6 for us to prepare. And so we like to kind of say our campaign is a $6 campaign, especially with some of the fast food industries are doing their kind of push that they have like these new $5 meals, $6 meals.
Yeah.
So, and then you've got Starbucks on top of that, which you could spend for a coffee. Just think about it when you're doing those purchases, that actually could go towards feeding one senior for one day. And when we're thinking of doing 90,000 meals a year, that's where we really could use those donations and that support.
Exactly. So is it, how much of your fundraising is based on like private donations? Is just a contingent, and do you do like grants and everything like that?
So largely our funding is through grants.
Okay.
And so it's administered through the state, but it's also from federal grants that are coming from Older Americans Act.
All right.
So that's where we get a lot of our stability with our grants, but it's never enough. Our reimbursement rate per meal is at $3.15. So that's where we have that difference to make up. So even if we're fully funded for all of the meals, we still have a deficit. And we do ask our program participants to donate if they can, but a lot of them can't.
Okay.
Again, it goes back to that the statistic of looking at what their income is. You see that a lot of them
very
just
fixed
can't justify
it.
It is. Yeah. And so that's where we ask the community, because even if everybody would just donate $6 and we could get a large donation of those smaller donations, then we're able to provide for our seniors.
Okay, very cool. Every little bit helps. So how can people find out about you? Can they donate directly online? Is there any way to do that?
Yes. So we have our new website that's launched this year.
A new website.
We've been doing a lot of unique and neat things with our organization, because when you think of serving seniors, sometimes you get a little dated in your practices. And so that's one of the things that I've been trying to bring in for the past 3.5 years is a lot of new ways for us to connect with the community to go against kind of those stereotypes with seniors. And so we launched a new website, and it's interactive. You can make donations. You can sign up to be a volunteer. You can check out our menu to see what we're serving, to see that, hey, we're doing quality meals here. And that's a great way for you to get connected with what we're doing. We have active social media as well. And then we have a fantastic new video that we launched back in October. We call it the Reliables, and it's a team of our team that's producing the meal, and we're asking you to join our Reliables team to support our program.
Okay, very cool. What is the website?
The website is carsoncityseniorcenter.org.
Okay, very simply
easy.
Done. Yeah,
yeah,
I know. Easy to remember.
Easy to remember.
So donate generously, volunteer, and help out your fellow man and woman in Carson City. That would be great. So Courtney Warner, thank you for coming in.
Thank you so much for having me. I appreciate it.
Hey, you're very welcome.